Hello, let's talk about vignettes and slice of life and traditional plots. Very rarely will you be called on to write a vignette. It's not something that publications really are looking for these days. There used to be a magazine called Vine Leaves that put out nothing but vignettes, but they eventually closed down. Normally what will happen is you will submit something and they will say, we can't take this, it's a vignette. Now a vignette can have its place. You're writing something maybe for a funeral or a get together where you're talking about your Christmas or something like that, you know, some great memory that you want to share with your friends. It's not a formal literary situation. And for that, of course, it's perfect. But for a literary situation, readers tend to feel like, well, so what? You know, there was no story there. So if you do want to write a vignette, usually you want to keep it pretty short, maybe 500 words, something like that, and create a mood. You're not telling, you're showing. And you've got a lot of atmosphere to work with. A lot of people really want a vignette to be an experience they can just jump into and have a glimpse of what that life is like. So often can be a vignette about a certain culture, like what was it like when you went and stayed in a monastery in Japan, for example. You could write a series of vignettes about that experience, and nobody's going to expect it to have a plot. They're just wanting to know, well, what's it like living there? So that's perfect for that. A slice of life is very similar to a vignette, but it can be any length. Sometimes people will write a whole book that is slice of life. But again, these are very hard to sell these days. There was a period where they were somewhat accepted, but really not anymore. Now people want more traditional plots. And so slice of life often is really based on reality. You know, they're talking about what their life was really like. And our lives don't normally happen to go by plot formulas. So if you really just want to share this amazing experience that you had and you don't want to change it, you want to be true to the amazing progress of events, you can write it and look for a place to publish it yourself, possibly. And some people may very, very be interested in what you're talking about, and they're going to rush out and buy it. If you're looking for something to submit to an agent or a manager or a publication like a magazine or anthology or a book publisher, you generally are going to want to avoid slice of life. You're going to want to have traditional plots. And a plot has one protagonist, unless it's a dual protagonist in a romance narrative. Even in that case, one of them is generally favored. So you're going to have a protagonist, and you're going to have an antagonist, and they have their conflict, and the antagonist is preventing the protagonist from achieving her goal until the end, when the protagonist is able to achieve that goal by overcoming her flaw, overcoming her want and need ratio, etc.